In the 2016 presidential race, Granville County went from blue to red, one of just a handful of North Carolina counties to flip after going for Barack Obama in 2012. In a follow-up visit to the swing county, Rusty Jacobs checked in to see if the first 2020 presidential debate changed any minds.
I'm sitting with David Quinn on the porch of his historic home near the center of downtown Oxford, a week removed from the debate, which he called a national embarrassment. Like many who watched it, Quinn deplored the utter lack of civility. But he blames both candidates for that and still supports President Donald Trump.
You know, do I like Trump person? Not really. Do I like what Trump is doing from a policy perspective? Yes.
Quinn and his wife are empty nesters. They moved from Raleigh to Oxford a year and a half ago to escape traffic and sprawl. Quinn's a registered unaffiliated voter and remains committed to reelecting Trump even after the debate and a recent New York Times expose that reported the wealthy president's federal income tax bill was only $750 the year he took office.
I would expect anybody on that level of operation to be leveraging the tax code every which way they can.
Like David Quinn, Linda Smart was not impressed by the performance of either candidate at the first presidential debate.
They were both just antagonizing each other and saying, they don't tell you what they're going to do. They tell you what the other person isn't going to do or what he lied about doing.
But the registered Republican is also sticking with Trump, even though she admits to thinking former Vice President Joe Biden has a more presidential manner.
I feel bad saying that because I want dignity for the country. I want respect. I want everything else. But most of all, I just don't want to go socialist.
For registered Democrat Walty Blackwell, the debate told her everything she needed to know about the current president.
I was just floored. I just was like, you know, no way in hell I'm voting for him. I hate to say it like that.
A couple of weeks ago, the single black working mom told me she had not yet made up her mind. But now she's convinced the Democratic ticket would better protect access to affordable health care and the interests of working class people like her. It's hard to tell whether that view will prevail in a county that went for Donald Trump by just 2.5 percentage points 4 years ago. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.